AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A sign that inflation is cooling a bit. A Commerce Department report shows one gauge easing lower in October.
It's called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and it shows consumer prices rose 6% in October from a year earlier, down from 6.3% a month earlier, but still elevated. The Federal Reserve closely monitors the index, and the number likely reinforces its intent to keep boosting interest rates.
We need to raise interest rates to a level that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
But Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the Brookings Institution yesterday the central bank could slow the hikes when it meets in 2 weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The jobless numbers are in. New applications for unemployment dropped last week to 225,000, although the four-week moving average shows a slight increase. At the White House this morning, a fife and drum band greeting the visiting president of France tonight. The Bidens host their first state dinner honoring the Macrons and the two countries' friendship.
France is our oldest ally, our unwavering partner in freedom's cause.
While they dine tonight on beef and lobster, Macron's made clear he and other European leaders are concerned about some moves that favor U.S. companies in climate control technology. The United Nations is seeking another $51 billion in aid for next year as disasters and the ongoing war in Ukraine drive up humanitarian needs worldwide. This is a 25% increase over this year's contributions. Emergency crews continue checking homes in parts of Louisiana and Alabama, where twisters created havoc yesterday. A mother and child were killed in Montgomery County, Alabama. This is AP News. COVID cases are back on the rise in a number of U.S. hotspots, including New Mexico, Colorado, and Michigan.
Nick DeRuscia is the public health officer in four Upper Peninsula counties in Michigan. He says he's disappointed that some people are still choosing not to use tools that are widely available to prevent death from COVID-19, like vaccinations and booster shots. There were still 113 deaths in the past week. The state's reporting more than 40,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Dr. Daniel Call says this wave feels different. Most deaths since March have been occurring outside hospitals, in extended care facilities, hospice situations, or among people who may have multiple other medical issues. I'm Jennifer King.
The Prince and Princess of Wales are making their first overseas trip since the death of Queen Elizabeth. Prince William and his wife Kate are showing the world that they are not the last remnants of what some might consider a dying institution. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.